Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Every now and then you'll hear a little bit of a fact that will change your life, the trajectory of your life, or a habit forever. I think I told you guys years and years ago, we used to have Adam Murphy in here who was a, what do you call him, a restaurant reviewer, right?
He was like, he's like an investigative reporter for a local news station.
And he also used to go from restaurant to restaurant. And the restaurants that didn't do so well with their health score, he would go in there and barge in there as a TV guy, barge in there with the cameras going, hey, why do you guys suck, man? you guys scored a 45 this week on one of 100. How is that even possible? He would confront the manager. It would be all tense. We would play the audio. But he told me one time that never put fruit in your drink. Ever. And at that point, I was a vodka soda with a lime guy every single time I would drink. And I'm like, why not? And he's like, they are so nasty. There's so much bacteria on fruits that they don't wash off. So it goes basically from like the farm to the truck to the bar. And you can't really count on the bar back to clean off the fruit also. So what's in the soil and the fertilizer and manure and all that is going into your drink.
Ooh.
I have never ordered a drink with fruit in it ever again since then. He's like, you just might as well just wipe it on your butt and just take a bite out of your fruit. So I never did that. Cassie came in, I believe, with one of these this morning.
Yes, today I am wearing in-ear headphones instead of over the head headphones, which sounds weird, but you know, when you think of radio DJs, you wear those big over the head cans.
The cans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is weird, by the way. I feel naked on the air without that, like, head covering.
Welcome to my world.
Thank you.
I think Ryan Seacrest has been doing it for years because he's got so many different videos. He was one of the first to have the studio filled with videos, and he didn't want the big old cloggy headphones, so he started going to those.
I always loved them. I thought they looked cool, but I was on the old TikTok scrolling, and I like to video game, so I see gamer content from time to time. So I'm scrolling and then a video pops up with all these gamers who wear headphones for extended periods of time, like radio DJs. Mm-hmm. And I saw this. The headphones dent the head of the gamers. And this guy is not the only one. There are compilations of gamers taking off their headphones and shaving their heads, and they all have a divot, like a dent in the middle of their head where their headphones sit.
Come on.
Ooh,
now,
right?
Is it the top part?
Top.
Or,
yes.
Or,
yeah.
So it's not the ear part that presses in over the ears.
Look at the dent in the top of the head.
How small was my man's headphones?
Come on.
Do you see? But so I saw that and I was like, only one weird freak case. No, it's like, all of them are shaving their heads. Now, I think these guys probably wear their headphones like 14 hours a day. I think they're like pro gamers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Right.
I couldn't stop touching my head trying to feel for a dent, and I'm convinced I have one. I'm convinced there's a little divot right here, and it's driving me nuts. Mo, you are staring at me like I'm crazy. I am crazy, but I can't stop fixating on it, so now we have different headphones.
But physically, I mean, that's just an aesthetic thing. Sure, you're going to have a little dent in your head, but it's not like, it's not caving into your brain or anything.
No, you still have your skull, but okay. At the same time, like, I don't want to become a gutter when it rains, like water is pouring off the side. You know, I want my shiny dome. And it just, like, the thought of something modifying that way without my consent, even though I'm the one putting it on every morning. I just couldn't take it.
Yeah, this one won't have the same effect for me. I don't care if I have a dentist. I mean, really?
Must be nice to not wake up at 2 a.m. and, some scalp massage yourself because you're convinced you have a dent and you're afraid it's not going to... what if I get a wonky haircut? What if I got bangs and it throws off the bangs somehow because there's a divot in my head?
Again, they are wearing these probably 14 hours a day, whereas for us, we wear headphones, 12-minute chunks, and then take them off, put them on, take them off, put them on.
But over years, I'm wondering, you're right, because I see what you're saying about the math on it.
Yeah.
But, when you put it together of all the years that we've done the show, you put together your 12 years now on the show?
Yeah, but I've been rocking the in-ear buds for, 4 or 5 years.
I wear a lot of headphones, too.
I definitely have a dent already. I can feel it.
Nah,
No, I can feel it because I have a hump back here. Are you sure that's not a bump it?
No. Yeah, it's just that natural southern jeans coming back.
Mo's got the most to lose here because you really do have a very pretty head.
Your head looks normal.
It's very round, but...
And if we were to see a hump on anybody, it would be Mo because his hair is so close.
That's true.
Closely shaven.
I saw... turn to the side? No.
Don't do that to me.
Oh, I see it now.
No, you don't. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
You think you gotta pay the barber more? You gotta do it.
Just gotta go down into the canyon.
It's like a skate park for him.
The Burt Show.